This is Weekly Inner Work from Inner Frontier with Joseph Naft. Being Your Presence. Being Yourself, Part 7. When we are not ourselves, if we are anything at all, what are we? We can mistakenly be almost anything, given our endless capacity for identification, for believing we are something other than who we are. Believing it to such an extent that we become that thing for those moments. Instantaneously and without noticing it, we slip into identification. Prime examples include hot-button thoughts, daydreams, both pleasant and unpleasant, reactive emotions, and problematic bodily states. Any one of these, in their countless variations, can suddenly take center stage of our inner world, and we collapse into it. We believe we are that thing. Non-identification means not being lost in that way. We are present. We abide in the cognizant container of our perceptions, instead of losing ourselves in the perceived. To put it simply, we come back to ourselves. Anytime we recognize that we are not in ourselves, that we are identified, we have already taken a step toward non-identification and presence. We can choose presence anytime we remember to do so. Yet our presence proves unstable. It lasts for a moment, and we fall off again, back into the mesmerizing stream of perceptions. This is precisely where the practices of presence show their value. As always, we begin with body awareness, with sensing our body. We go beyond subject-object style of body awareness. We are in our head and aware of our body. Instead, we enter our whole body, become our whole body. Sense some stability to our presence, always in the real here and now. The stronger our sensation, the less persist. Even when we fall bashed and pulled by the stream of perception, sensation can awaken us spontaneously. We unexpectedly notice the sense arm, which reminds us to sense our whole and be here in this moment. As powerful as sensing is of presence, it does not yield full. For that, we need more. Presence of mind and of heart. Being carried off in our associative thoughts, we become aware of the cognizance beneath our thoughts, at the root of our mind. And we abide in that. Our thoughts without being taken by them. Doing this from the platform of sensing our body gives us a place in ourselves to stand aware. Presence of comes from abiding in the peace and equanimity root of all our emotions. Sensation and stillness of mind gives us a way into the peace of heart. Here. And at peace with being here. Just as beneath every thought, there is the cause of our mind. Beneath every emotion, including the difficult ones, there is an equanimity of our true heart. We need only look deeper into our heart, and our emotion du jour, to find peace. Each practice supports the other, and lends stability to our presence. Inner work need practice. Something we can choose once and expect. It vanishes. And so we choose presence again and continually. We are always losing our presence and thus frequently have the opportunity to come back to our back to awareness based in body, mind, and heart. Back to being here. It is a set of practices, prior dedication, and long-term persistence. Coming back to ourselves again is exactly what is needed. Work pays tremendous dividends in life. Yes, there is an continual outpouring of grace, the beneficent source of the world. That we must at least be here. We repeatedly, indefatigably dip into presence. There is more to presence. Presence itself. Equanimity lead directly in unbounded, spacious awareness that underlies all our perceptions. We abide in that. We become consciousness itself. Quiet meditation can give us the taste, which in turn can show us that the pure consciousness is always here. We live in it. But like fish in water, we do not normally. So we open our mind, our being. We let all the sensations and emotions roll on while we turn toward the underlying disawareness, so close to us. We cherish the moment and live as that. For this, be present more. And this means not just being fully, but inhabiting that awareness. 29th, 2013.